Outside our dimensions. I used to fancy that the numerous cases of mysterious disappearance that we have in London were somehow connected with Cromwell Road. But continue.
During daytime, of course, the museums of the Cromwell Road district are useful retreats. Indeed, in all parts of town, the museums, picture galleries, and recreation grounds should be remembered. Also, motor coach stations. You spoke of churches offering service in some continental towns, and it comes to me now that one London church does, if not actually in its churchyard, at least alongside, I mean St. Paul's, Covent Garden.
Well, that certainly shows an advance from the prevailing attitude. We need more of the 18th century honesty I spoke of. Though I do not, of course, go so far as to wish a return to the attitude of the 17th, or to such a restaurant scene as Dekker evokes in his Gull's Hornbook.
I remember, sir, in the chapter on behaviour in an ordinary, yes, far removed from prudery, and a good way towards brutality, almost approaching in its tone the fireside conversation of Queen Elizabeth, as recreated in that curious little piece found locked away among the literary remains of Mark Twain.
Ha! You know that remarkable bit of reconstruction, do you? Few copies, I believe, have got abroad. A knowledgeable young man, indeed. I shall begin to wonder what you don't know.
Why, sir, you will remember that a wit of the 90s maintained that the young know everything.
Yes, yes. A pity that no kind of Pelmanism helps them to carry it to middle age.
I should imagine, sir, that middle age has no need of certitude or omniscience. Its experience is taken for granted, and its opinions are listened to. Nobody challenges it, or sniffs at it, or tells it where it gets off, as they do with youth. Youth has to know everything, as defence against those elders who are constantly telling it how wrong it is. Last week I was challenged by a middle-aged man on that very province of knowledge which I have made my own. Because he had lived all his life in London, he claimed that he must know more about it than a man of half his age. And he asserted and protested that there was no service to be had within a furlong of St. James's Square. When I took him to Wells Street, and again from...